Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Sunday broadcast of the Royalist, the King CJ Music Podcast, where we're strictly going to talk about the music, the facts, the diss tracks, apparently that are coming out recently, and other music while we're at it. So, let's start off, right? We're going to start this episode off with Drake's Push Up. That is a response to Future, The Weeknd, Rick Ross. This is an overall diss that it's coming back at a lot of people, right? And so this track in particular is interesting because it does, in some sense, feel, and this word is going to be quoted a lot because Drake kind of used it in a snippet of the song that was leaked. He said 20v1, and so with that premise of a 20v1, I assume there are more diss tracks coming from other people because they got a whole lot. Basically, Metro and Future have a lot of people, right? So we're gonna talk about a few rebuttals in here that I kind of enjoy, but also when we get through these lyrics, there's kind of like lyrics in here that are like a witty rebuttal, and some are like them a grain effect, which is where you hear something, but it's not actually the word, and we'll get into the psychology of that. But this is gonna be a fun episode for me, I think, because there were a lot of things where people were like, "Oh, Drake hasn't been battle tested," and this being his reply makes me wonder. And I'll lead into this because this is the 21st, so that means, there are a few other things dropping in a, like, 4 days time, which I'm happy for. But I get why this reply. First, let me go first. This is strictly about Drake, and then when we get to the end of the episode, I'm going to explain why I think this came out when it did. First, we're going to talk about this first verse. Like, this first bar from "I Could Never Be Someone's Number One Fan," and it's to a certain extent where it's ironic, right? Because on the face value, it's a Future line where Future said, "You sound like someone's number one fan," right? And to some extent, we could argue that Drake gave Future his first number one. And which he does argue. "Your first number one, I put in your hands," which to some extent, he thinks that's true. And I think that might be, I think Drake did give Future his first number one. Because, March Madness was later on, and then the scholarship album with Future. Yeah, and so you can't get booked outside of America, right? You can't get booked outside of America, right? I'm in Tokyo, which I wonder if that's a Future reference to saying you can't get booked outside of America, because he's only like, Future is Southern America. And some Northern America, like, a lot of people say they don't play Future a bit, but they'll play Future in, like, Southern states, which I guess could be true. I mean, look at the statistics, and a lot of people shift on where they listen to music, and it's not necessarily region-based, but that could be true. I'm going to Tokyo, because I'm big in Japan, which I think, when you look at his stature of Drake being able to sell out arenas like O2 and sell out other arenas globally. Like, he's a Canadian artist, but he can sell out Madison Square Garden in America, O2 in London, which I think to some extent shows his variety. I do have to apologize, though, because Japan, I'm not huge. I'm not a huge guy that knows a lot about Japan. I think the only thing I know about Japan is the arena. And that's my ignorance, because that's my bias, because the only arena that I can think of that's in Japan is with the Nissan Theater. Right, or it's either the Nissan Theater or the Tokyo Drone, which I believe Right, I believe it's one of those theaters, right? Because it's either the owner of the Tokyo Dome, or yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but it, he says I'm a hit maker. Y'all depend on him. Backstage in my city, it was a friend zone. And this is interesting because I think it's undeniable, right? Drake has had a lot of number ones, and it's because he can make hits. I think. Without a doubt, he can make hits. Scorpion had hits on it. Takeoff had... A lot of his albums had Takeoff. For All the Dogs, ironically, had a lot of hits. And the most favorite feature was J. Cole, which is interesting. But it's this weird thing. He says, in my city, right? In my city, it was Friend Zone, which could be a jab at the Weeknd song that they did together, which is True Love, or it's another song. It's on the Weeknd's project. But backstage in my city, which him and the Weeknd have always been cool, what caused this situation? I'm not entirely sure. But he says, you won't take no chance off of us, which is Kendrick Lamar, his rebuttal to Kendrick Lamar saying that they'll snatch chains, which I wouldn't recommend. I mean, chain snatching is robbery by a crime, but it's how you step it, how you big stepping off of the moral and the big steppers with a size 7 men's on, which is, I think it's a corny line. I will say that it is. It's not the best line. This is a bark of the song, which is ironic. Extortion Baby, the whole career. Because Top told you, drop and give me 50. Like push-ups. This is the most controversial line, right? And it's because it's assumed Top Dog Entertainment, when Kendrick first signed a deal in 2014, he signed an aftermath in 2014, 2015. When he signed a Top Dog, it was rumors that his contract was either 360 or to leave Top Dog Entertainment recently, he had to give Top Dog 50%. Which is interesting, because it's not necessarily that Kendrick's the heart of your label, but he is the reason people go to Top Dog. Top Dog Entertainment. But it's interesting. He said your last one bricked, and it's really not. I mean, this is the thing. This has been the topic about more than the big steppers, where people have not liked this album, but they like certain songs. Like, they saw the album is... and I can't remember the exact source, but the source said that the album was an 8, right? And so, it's interesting to everyone to talk about more on the big steppers. Like, a lot of people didn't like it, which is interesting. But they'll excuse it because they hate me. Because they see me lit, which we could argue. A lot of people do hate the success that Drake has had because it's never been done before. Like, in hip-hop and, like, pop, it's never been done before. Which I understand. It's never been done before because we haven't tried it. Like, for example, the closest we have to it is Chris Brown, which is also very interesting. Put your contract because we want to see the splits. Which is what I'm wondering. Is it going to force Top Dog to show these splits? Or is it going to force Kendrick to show these splits? Because if Kendrick responds to this and says, we want to see the splits, and he shows the splits, or if Drake somehow gets the splits, because that'll be interesting in itself, is it going to show 50? Is it going to show 360, though? Because if it shows a 360, though, then we understand, because they do, when they originally sign an artist, you know, a lot of artists get 360 deals, which we can talk about the legitimacy of 360 deals and bad and arguing in bad faith and good faith. We can have this conversation of why you shouldn't put an artist in bad faith, and we can argue that a lot of people go independent because these deals are so bad that they have to either go 360s or they have to go on tour, which Drake probably gets into. The way you doing splits, your pants might rip, which tells me the splits are either, like, the label takes 80, you take 20, which is a bad split. I mean, and that's not counting masters and own. That's not. That's a lot of things not included with it, and that might explain why Kendrick's going on tour a lot more. But as I said, I don't know the splits, and if somebody brings forward the splits, then we can talk about it. He says you better do and show the best, right? Maroon 5 needs a verse, which he did in Maroon 5. And earlier in his career, he did a Maroon 5 song, and he did a song with it. Then Swift needs a verse, which he did for Bad Blood with Taylor Swift, which Top Dog says you better drop and give me 50, right? It's a pipeline where it's true. He says, give him 50 Swift Key and Pimp Squeak in a pipeline, which you just constantly just see it being funded down, which, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of, he might have a manager, but we'll talk about the manager and the manager splits, but we got a lot of splits. He says, you ain't in the big three conversation. SZA wipes you down, Travis wipes you down, and Savage wipes you down. Which is interesting, because SZA has the same kind of track record as Kendrick, but it does seem that her songs on her albums do go better. For example, the song Kill Bill on her most recent project. Travis Scott probably has a lot more streaming numbers than Kendrick, which is surprising, which is the conversation if we're going to go off streams, they don't matter. Like your label boy, you're in a scope. You're in a scope right now, which is interesting because he said the Yang label was independent, or that was the assumption, but it is signed to currently Interscope. That's an interesting take. You're going to feel the aftermath as when Dr. Dre signed Kendrick Lamar in 2014 off his first mixtape in 2014. He signed him the aftermath in 2005. His first mixtape came out in 2004. Sorry, that's... Wow, it's been a while. But that's the truth. You're gonna feel the aftermath on what I write down, which is crazy, because listening to the song for a couple weeks, listening to the leak, and then listening to the actual track, I can understand. And you think, if there's no top three, then I'm at the top of the mountain. So you taint now. And I had to hike down to come down and have this conversation with you. The big difference is between Michael then and Michael now. Which, Michael's now, his impact is amazing. I mean, his songs are still getting played today, and he's died years. What's a Prince of Kinga son? Which is corny royal family jokes, but it's funny, right? He said, what's the 20v1? And I don't know. Get more love in your city in LA. Oh! And make some drums, which is interesting, right? Because Metro, and that's the thing. He put Metro on a spot where if Metro doesn't use another instrument, it's going to be interesting. But Metro has always used drums to make beats, which is ironic because you put me in a weird spot. I'm the sixth god. I'm the front runner. Your manager was Chubb's blunt runner. Which, if he's talking about Anthony Poppins, that's Kendrick's manager. That's interesting. It's very interesting because it's... Anthony Poppins has had a close relationship with OVO. Or that was the assumption, because he's always out with OVO, people assume. Which is interesting. Came in the 6 and you boys ain't even from the 6, which is, I think, is a shot at The Weeknd, right? Because 6 is Toronto, or typically Toronto. When you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing able bread out here tricking, which could just be him lending, right? Just be him lending money to people. What we do for women is what he's doing for guys, which is what, lending his guys money, which is, we could argue, is weird. But that's just because Abel strictly said, I'm having to throw my life away, which was to OVO, but I thought, my assumption, right, is The Weeknd was going to originally sign OVO, but he said he didn't want to sign OVO. And if that's a shot because of Party Next Door, like, is that like a Party Next Door reference, or is that a direct shot at Drake? He says, I'm having us. Because The Weeknd says on the Metro Boomin and Future R&B side, he does say, I'm happy I didn't turn my life away, which we would assume is about OVO. And the only person on OVO I can think of that drops consistently is what? Party Next Door? Which is interesting. Okay, so then we get the monogram that's Whips, Chains, Wicked, 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 and it's not Witty, 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 which is what happened on Rick Ross's last album when he said Wiki, Wiki, Wiki. But that's interesting. He says Chippendale, he says a lot, Rolling Loud, which is, I mean, get it. Stuff will probably change if your baby mama starts to kiss and tell, hugs and kisses, man, which is interesting to me if he's talking about for. That's confusing because his next line is I'm rocking hard, I'm rocking on my next visit. I mean, bodyguard like Whitney, which is Kendrick Lamar's wife, which is weird because Kendrick and J. Cole kind of hide their wives, which I get. But that's a. I'm gonna say it like this, Drake. You've mentioned people's wives before, and it has not turned out great. I truly, if you're gonna make that kind of diss, I would please make sure you have everything on. He says, 50. I'm talking like I'm 50, which is crazy because I'm rapping about what I'm living, which is weird. And then there's Rick Ross line, and I get it. Champion Moments by Rick Ross isn't Rick Ross's by far any best. It's kind of, you kind of hear the flex, right? But it's not his best work. I meant to take your ladies girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky Rose, Rick Ross. I can't believe he jumped in. He's turning 50. Drake, aren't you relevant to like maybe 15 years apart at that? Which is a weird line to hold. Every song that made it on the chart he has from Drizzy, which we could argue is Dice, Pineapple, I'm On One. But if we go I'm On One, a lot of people want I Own One. T-Pain, a lot of people want I'm On One, which is weird. I spent the little check you got and stay out of my business, which is saying he doesn't have as much money as, which is him saying that Rick Ross doesn't have as much money as him, and just on royalties and just residuals, and just go about your business, right? But that's interesting because Rick Ross eventually dropped a song of that. And this for all the top dogs. I'm dropping 50, and I don't care what Cole said. That verse on like that was weak. So it makes me believe that they had a conversation about how to respond to Kendrick. And Champagne Tripping, he not with it easy. Is this a diss at J. Cole? He's calling Top to see if Top wants to piece it up. Which is interesting because J. Cole and Top Dog Entertainment have Dreamville and TDE. Have always seemed to have like a mutual respect and relationship, which is why when he originally dissed them, I was confused. But if Top and Cole got on a conversation, had a conversation about it, and they're like, hey, we're gonna piece it up. Fine. But you have this in an apology, then I get it. But that's the thing. If that's the truth, I get it, right? Because I assume Dreamville, Top Dog are close because Cause and Reason, G.I.D., Schoolboy Q. I assume everyone's close. That's why he didn't want to diss him, and that's why he apologized. Which is interesting. You know, roll deep to this, and it's not even deep enough. And Bang Kai. Which is interesting. Man, why is it not here? You're not even sneaking up? But that proves that you're so far from reality that it's like no one's close to you in money. Which could be interesting because he's on. Is Drake on Forbes? Forbes top 100? I know Diddy was. I know Jay-Z was. I know Kanye was. I know Rihanna was. But is Drake Oh, well, he wouldn't be, because... And it's just interesting to hear, right? I'm really trying to keep it PG, which is that a hint at I'm really trying to keep it PG. I'm trying to keep it at Kendrick's label, that new label he created, and is that signed to Interscope? This has a lot of questions. This is a lot of interesting questions that I would love to answer. And so when I do deeper research, we'll get into it. But it was a missed opportunity. And this also could be Drake saying that you have leaking your own organizations, which he says don't get me started. So this, other people have leaked in their own conversation, and they're just trying to... Which is interesting. Which is interesting, and I think the reason he named it Pushed Up is because there's a video. There's a video of Kendrick doing push-ups, and I wonder if that's why he did it. And I'm wondering, if this producer list is right, and what I've seen from these notes and the credits, is the boy the one, the producer? Because if he is, he went outside of his studio producer. He went outside his own producer. And when it got premiered, Keith? Oh! Oh, this is gonna be interesting. I'm just saying, and this is interesting. So we know he has that conductor bass that is crazy. But if Premier is on this, and that boy, the one, like, all produced this? Drake might have something of the sort. But this disc right here is definitely 8 out of 10. It's not bad. Oh, it is not bad at all. It answers back to everyone. It answers everyone an album. It's shorter than everyone's song. But it's... I mean, it's... He's ready to battle. I cannot judge him. If Drake's ready to battle, he's ready to battle. So, that's interesting. And I hate to be when it says this, but Kendrick, it's in your court. It's in your court. Future's in your court. The Weeknd is in your court. So if y'all want to get in this, I would love to see it. And considering that Kanye got into it, and until that song's fully released, I'm not even going to do a video on that, because I need that to be fully released before I say anything about that. So, Kanye, if you want to drop the Like That remix, that'll be interesting, and I'll wait. But anyway, is Cole going to respond? This is major. I can't wait to hear the replies to Push Up. That now that it's officially released. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed, because I did. I loved it. With all being said, thank you for listening to the Royalist Continuing Music Podcast, and I hope to catch you. I hope you catch just one, and I hope you listen to another episode while you wait for the next episode. And we do one every week, or every 2 weeks.